Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
That's some serious blues right there from the late great SRV, Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray Vaughan. The man. Still miss him. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Wally Bach. Wally is the author of so many books, I can't count them, and I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. So I won't mention all of them, but Ruthless Focus is the most recent one that he co-authored, and Net Choice was the first one that just took the galaxy by storm. Writing a book with Wally.com. Is that right, Wally?
That's right.
We try to keep it
intuitive.
Very intuitive, folks. If you can't figure that out, you're not going to be able to. You will not be able to be an author if you can't figure that out. Wally, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for 15 plus great years. What is it about this phone call? There's some kind of a first phone call.
Well, we were talking about it, about the changes and things.
Yeah. As old men are likely to do.
Yeah, it's old man talk. And I like to recall, and I tell you. Tell your story about the ballpoint pen and the carbon paper.
Yeah, that's my first technology.
My story is about my first phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Because we lived in a small town. Our phone number was 4.
what was your party line ring?
We didn't have a party line ring because my dad was a pastor.
Oh.
We had one of the 4 lines in town that were not party lines.
Wow.
Because they thought that was
a place critical,
where some privacy was
right.
important. Yeah.
Right.
But I tell kids that, you know, I had a black phone to plug into the wall, mm-hmm. and when I went to make my first call, my mother told me that I should pick up the receiver and wait for the operator to ask for the number I wanted to call. And it's like, wow, well, you think about the change from that to, you know, what we're doing today.
Right.
And, you know, the phones we've got, but the sort of Swiss Army knife or the digital age and stuff.
I heard a child was born the other day with a USB plug in his head, coming out of his head.
I think sometimes I need one of those things. But one of the things that I wanted to get to, if you don't mind me wrenching this a little bit, is I'm starting to see some really good books come across my screen that get at the kinds of things that you and I were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And within the last couple of months, there's been 2 of them. One is a book called Leadership and the Art of Struggle,
mm-hmm.
by a guy named Steven Snyder, who's now a psychologist, but got his corporate chops as a vice president in the early Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
That talks about the fact that you don't get to some place without some kinds of struggles,
right?
And then what you do with that and how you live with it and so forth. It really is one of the best books I've
read. It's what I call harness failure is a harness made of success.
I like that. I may even steal it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. The other one is we're starting to see books that help managers do the kind of coaching that we know they should be doing. And there's a book coming out by Marshall Goldsmith and Chip Bell. I think it's coming out next week, actually.
Chip's an old friend of ours. He's a longtime Brain Trust member.
Well, there you go. Ask him about his book with Marshall.
Yeah.
It's called Managers as Mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, first of all, it's really good, as you would expect, given mm-hmm. the authors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I think, indicative of a trend, is that we're starting to understand that our people who have the boss title
mm-hmm.
really don't need to be there anymore to check on whether or not the lathe operator is cranking out the right number of parts. And it's more necessary to talk to that lathe operator about quality control techniques
right.
and, you know, and R-bar charts
right.
and tools that they can use. And I think there's some good stuff going on. I almost feel like we're at this hinge in history in a way.
Mm-hmm. But it's well, and what you're thinking is opportunity. But what we have to deal with to achieve that opportunity is we got to ride over the disruption. right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a disruption. I feel a disruption in the force now, Wally. Mm-hmm. And it's part of it is the what I call the age of the customer shift that we're going through right now. But part of it is the fact that we've got so many generations in the marketplace today, and never have the generations been as different as they are now.
I don't entirely agree with that.
They're different generational dialects in the marketplace today, unlike I've ever seen.
I think it's always been there. I guess my take on that is we're more aware of it, so we're talking about it more.
Yeah.
But there's some good history work, the original Strauss and Howe Generations, for example,
mm-hmm.
that lays this same kind of thing out going back to the beginning of the Republic. So,
right.
You know, before, what I think is really different, though, is that while there is a similarity to the old generations in terms of different, like, psychological styles, there's a drastic difference in the way they handle information.
Right, right.
And, you know, you were talking earlier about the people who come in and they have all the content they can ever use, and they need some context. They need some situational stuff.
Wally, I got to wrap it up.
I hear music, Jim. I have to leave.
Writing a book with Wally, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Wally, I do a Google search of all my little jewels that you say you're going to steal. So I know when you steal them. Come back soon, Wally. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I told you we'd have fun when Wally joined us. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.